You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our second week of our It's Not About the Money, and we're really talking about God's perspective when it comes to our finances and when it comes to prosperity. And last week, I think Pastor Larry preached here, and he preached a very powerful word on it's actually really goes back to the heart of why we do what we do, and it's not really about the money, but it's always a heart issue. And today we'll look at how we could receive freely from the Lord. But before we do that, again, for those who want to help our brothers and sisters, even our church in Tacloban, we have a Victory Church in Tacloban, you could do so. You know, we'd really prefer that you give cash or check, kasi ang hirap magpadala pa sa Tacloban, it would incur more expenses rather than just forward the money to our church in Rojas or in Tacloban, and they'll be the one to buy the goods and the stuff that they need. It's heart-wrenching when you hear the stories that are happening right now, and just the latest reports of how there are a lot of lootings happening, and even some people being killed because of people wanting to eat. And sobrang devastated yung city, no? And I do hope out of our, you know, out of a generous heart, we could be able to give, and out of compassion, we'll be able to chip in and help our city, and specifically our church in Tacloban, dahil ang dami po talagang wipe out lang talaga, no, everything that they have. Also, last week, I went to our church in Victory, Batangas. This is our church in Batangas. It is now a 1,000-plus member church. It's been in Batangas for 5 years. Hindi po to yung church natin sa Lipa. Meron din tayong church sa Lipa. And then 40 minutes away, it's Batangas City. Both churches in Batangas are growing. They're now moving to a bigger place kasi itong lugar na to can only seat 200 people comfortably. So kung siksikan, 230 people. So they had a lot of services. So many young people coming to our services, and so they're having a church expansion. They're now building a 600 sitting auditorium for our church in Batangas. And we got a space in the mall, and the son of the owner of the mall owner is actually attending our church in Victory, Batangas. Tapos sabi ko, Pastor Louis, magkano ba kuha nyo doon sa space nyo? Sobrang favor. Kasi yung rent nila, aircon pa lang natin dito, no? Sabi ko, grabe. Tapos sabi pa ng son ng owner, pa, wag mong mahalan yung rent. Kasi kung mahalan mo, magbibigay pa ako dyan monthly, no? So, grabe. Sabi ko, sana ganun din sa Ortigas. Alright, nila ko lang, okay? Hindi, mabait yung Ortigas natin. Sobrang bait. Kasi nagbabayad tayo. Alright. This is Pastor Louis. This is the new site that we're going to transfer. It's an 800 square lot with that's where all the offices, the kids' church would be. Kasi nga yung kids' church nila, dalawang kwartong, napakaliit. It's like one of our small rooms there. So everybody's cramped there. And so now they have a facility for that. This is the staff at Victory Batangas. And also, one more thing, no? Every Wednesday, we have what we call our D-Day or our Discipleship Day. And for the next two more Wednesdays, we're having a seminar on finances and how you can handle your finances, a personal finance seminar. Last Wednesday, it was Pastor Chinky who... Pastor Chinky. Chinky Tan. Sobrang nasanay akong ex-Pastor Chinky. All right. Who spoke here about how to manage the money that we have. This Wednesday is going to be Jason Law, who will be teaching us. And then the last week, I'll be teaching on that. So please do invite your friends, yung mga may utang, invite nyo sila dito, yung mga gusto malaman how they could handle their finances. Please invite them here. It's free admission, wala pong ticket. Just come here. We serve free water and free coffee, okay, for everyone. Right, and also I just want to honor again our missionary who'll be going back to Cebu because he's getting married. Si Rodel, no? Rodel, pwedeng tayo ka muna. All right, Rodel, last Sunday mo na ba ngayon? All right, this is his last Sunday here. He's going back to Kyrgyzstan next year, January or February or March. We don't know yet, but he's getting married December. Right? Kasi nga, sinacrifice siya yung buhay niya kay Lord. Binigyan siya ni Lord ng reward. Alright? And andito yung reward niya. No? Joy, can you please stand up para makilala ka naman ng ano natin. Yeah. Pag makita mo, buhay talaga ang Panginoon. Alright? Buhay na buhay. Hallelujah! Okay. And yun, just bless Rodel. I say, it's his last Sunday here. If you want to bless him, you want to partner with him on a monthly basis as they start. Because now, si Rodel at saka si Joy would be our missionaries to Kyrgyzstan. Okay, so package deal na sila doon. Alright, so they'll be going back there. So next year, meron din tayong 10 days mission that's going to Kyrgyzstan. So if you want to be part of that, please tell us. We'll see what we can do about it. But I think they're meeting already. May team na ata tayo that's going to Kyrgyzstan next year. Alright. So today we'll be talking about faith to give and faith to receive. A lot of times when it comes to money, the church always talks about faith to give. Wherein we need to give, we need to sow, we need to do this. But rarely do we talk about the faith to receive. Okay? It means marami sa atin awkward pag nakakatanggap. Right? Marami sa atin di tayo sanay na nakakatanggap. Gusto natin bigay ng bigay. May kakilala ba kayong ganon? Most of the generous people I know, when I give them something, parang di sila sanay na makatanggap. Parang, ay, wag na. Ay, okay lang. Right? I think parang kultura natin yun, no? Kahit gutom ka na, tapos pumunta ka sa isang bahay, oh, kain na. May pagkain dito. Ay, okay. Salamat ho. Okay na. Okay ho. Okay. 2 days na ho. Ako hindi ko makain, pero okay lang. Okay. So medyo ganun yung kultura natin, no? Parang ayaw natin tumanggap. I don't know why, no? But pero yung iba naman, garapal naman talaga. No? So, nababalance naman sa kultura natin. No? But there are some people who don't have the faith to receive. It's like, parang, hingi ba ako kay Lord? Nakakaya kay Lord? Busy si Lord? Diba? And we feel like we can never receive in the same capacity that we give. And I thank God that our church is a very generous church. But I do hope today will be challenged, not just to have the faith to give, but really the faith to receive. And we'll look at a very familiar verse in the Bible in Matthew 7, verse 7 to 11. It says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Let's bow down our heads and pray. Lord, we come to you today, Lord. We lift up to you our countrymen in Yolanda, in Tacloban, Lord, those who are affected by the typhoon Yolanda. Lord, we pray, Lord, that even, Lord, in the midst of calamities, Lord, you are in control. Lord, and we pray, God, that the peace of God will be there. Lord, that there would be provision that will come. Lord, we pray, Lord, for comfort for them. And we also pray, Lord, that you would touch us, Lord, to give, Lord, aid and help, Lord, to our people, Lord, who are affected. Even our church in Tacloban, Lord, we pray that they would be a light at this very dark moment in their city. Lord, we pray, God, that you would also speak to us through your word today. Lord, may your word be, penetrate our hearts so that what we'll learn here today would not just be stuck in our head, but it will be applied in our lives. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So this verse, again, very familiar. Ask and it will be given. Seek, you'll find. Knock and the door will be open. Okay, if you ask, you seek. If you ask, it will be given. Seek and you'll find. Diba? Paulit-ulit. You knock, the door will be open. If you're a good father, diba? Even fathers who are evil, they give gifts to their children. How much more our Father will give good gifts to those who ask him. Now let me lay down the foundation of our text for today. Right? Jesus tells us 3 times, ask, seek, and knock. Right? Very, very simple. God says, Jesus said, he's inviting his people, his children, to do something in this verse. That you ask of me, that you seek, and that you knock on my door, and I'm willing to help, and I would love to help you because that's who I am. Right? So that's the very foundation. Now, when you pause to consider that, when he says, ask and seek and knock, kailangan din natin maintindihan yung context of who is actually speaking. It is God the Father speaking and saying, you ask, you seek, and you knock. And when you consider that, that implication is that the person who is speaking is actually God Himself, which means that God is infinitely righteous. Compare sa atin, sobrang righteous ni Lord. This is the person who's speaking. Not only is He righteous, He's infinitely strong. Stronger than all of us here combined. Whatever He wants to do, He can actually do it because that's who He is. Not only is He infinitely strong, He's infinitely wise. Mas mautak siya kaysa sa lahat sa atin. Iba yung perspective niya, iba yung thoughts niya, iba yung ways niya. May nakikita siyang di natin nakikita. Why? He's a God who's wise. He's infinitely wise. Not only is He infinitely wise, He's infinitely good. Mas mabait siya kaysa sa atin. In fact, there is no sin in Him. Therefore, He is so good. Not only is He good, He's infinitely loving. Sobrang mahal niya tayo. And that's the context when He says, you ask of Me, you seek, and you knock. What He's saying is, I'm this God who's speaking to you, who's infinitely righteous, wise, strong, wise, loving, and good, and I want you to ask of Me. Right? This is the God who's speaking in this text. Sabi niya, gusto ko kayong i-bless. Gusto ko makita niyo yung puso ko. Gusto ko ma-bless ang mga anak ko at maging masayang mga anak ko. Ayaw kong naghihirap kayong lahat. I want you to ask of Me. I invite you to come and ask for My help. It's an invitation to pray and to ask God. How's your prayer life? Do you pray? Do you ask God? Kamusta ang prayer life natin? Are we dependent on God or not? He invites us. And the repetition, He repeats this 3 times. In just two verses, He repeats it 3 times. You ask, you seek, and you knock. In one verse, okay? Repeats it 3 times. You know what that's called? Exage. Makulit. God is making kulit. Right? Relate yung mga ano dito, no? Mga tao sa Green Hills. He's making kulit to us, right? Really, He's repeating it 3 times. Pumunta kayo sa akin. I'm inviting you to come. I want you to ask of Me. I want you to receive from Me. I want you to ask for My help. It actually brings Me joy when you do that. Seek your Father for the help that you need. Knock on My door, and I will open it, and I'll give you what you need. Ask, seek, and knock. I invite you 3 times because I really want you to enjoy your Father's help. He says this over and over again, and I think this is my whole point for the next 30 more minutes. Ask, seek, and knock. When you look at a verse like this, you see something that's very powerful. You see that what God is saying is that you have to trust the person, right? Not the principle. Trust Me, not the principle. Most of the time, we tend to put God in a formula. That the only way for me to prosper is if I do these steps. No. Don't trust the principle. Now, I know there are a lot of principles. I teach a lot of principles on finances. We teach here financial principles that are based on the Word. But more than the financial principles, the focus actually is not on the principle but on the person of Jesus Christ. Kaya marami ng tao nagtatampo kay Lord. Lord, ah, magta-tithe na ako, ba't ganun? Lord, ba't wala pa rin? Lord, nag-o-offering na ako, wala pa rin. Di ba sabi? Sabi nung nagsalita kanina, si Shell, sabi niya ganyan, pag ginawa ko to ganyan, bakit wala? Why? Because most of the time, we're so focused on the principle, we forget the person who actually blesses us. We trust so much in the principle and not on the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus was saying when He says, ask, seek, and knock, and He repeats it 3 times, what He's saying is, don't focus on what I can give, focus on Me. This is who I am. This is My character. This is My nature. I'm infinitely good, wise, righteous, strong, and I'm saying this, and I'm inviting you to come and receive from Me. Not the principle, but from Me. Trust the person, not the principle. Makes promise to us if we pray. You know, even better and more amazing than the three promises, the three invitations, are the seven promises found in verse 7 and 8. Let me show to you. Sabi niya, verse 7 and 8, asked and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And everyone who knocks, the door will be open. Then at the end of verse 11, he says, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask of him? Seven promises in a small part of Matthew. He gives us this promise, and if you could see again, he repeats it. You ask, it will be given. You seek, you find it. You knock, I'll open the door. Pag di mo nakuha, you ask, receive. Seek, you find. Knock, the door will be open. Di mo pa rin nakuha, ask, given. Grabe, no? Sino sa inyo dito? Students, you're a student here. Every Sunday night, you ask for your allowance, right? Who among you here, medyo nahiya kayo kumato to ask for your allowance? Kasi 10 years ka na nasa high school. Okay. I don't know. Personally, even though I knew it was my parents' responsibility to give me allowance, when I was in college, every Sunday night was like an awkward moment. All right? It's like, I'll knock on the door, Papa, hingin ang allowance. Love you. Doon lang naga I love you. Pagbigay ng pera, no? But here, the Bible says it is actually God who's saying, no, no, come here. I want to give your allowance. Sinong parents sobrang excited to give allowance? Alika, alika, alika kayo mga anak. Alika, alika. Allowance nyo, baka makalimutan nyo. Ito, 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 ito. May gusto ka pa ba? Sana ganun mga magulang natin, no? Okay. Palihens kayo mamaya. But that's what God says. He gives us seven promises aside from the three invitation. He promised us seven times to do this. He was saying, be encouraged to come to me. Pray to me. It is not in vain that you pray to God. That's why he calls us to pray. He commands us to pray. He's not toying with us. He answers. He gives good things when we pray. That's why you have to be encouraged. You have to pray often, pray regularly, pray confidently. Ganun talaga yon. That's God. That's our Father in heaven. This is a picture of my three kids. Right? 7 years old, 5, and an 11-month-old. Lalaki po yung baby namin. Mahaba lang buhok. Okay? Mana siya akin, sa kilay. Okay? Every night, we go through the same routine. 8:30, they have to sleep. But by 8:35, they knock on the door. And they say, we want to sleep in your room. No, we have a rule. Weekend lang kayo sa room. Go back to your room. Okay, okay. After 10 minutes, there will be a knock on the door again. Oh, why? I want to sleep in your room. No, 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 you cannot see me. Go, go, go. It's daddy, mommy time already. You have to sleep na. Tomorrow, early pa kayo. After 10 minutes, oh, why? Wee, wee. Okay, wee, 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 go, wee, wee. Oh, go, 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 go. Mamaya, tak, 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 tak. Oh, what again? I want water. Thirsty. Okay, water. Mamaya, knock, knock, knock again. I'm afraid of the dark. They would do everything to be able to sleep in our room. That's why there are days that we give in to the pressure and the manipulation that happens. Why? Because the level of intensity gets to a point where you cannot bear it anymore because they're so cute and they have to sleep in our room. It's the same way with God. God is inviting us to knock on the door. We're actually excited when they knock on the door. Because we'll see their excuse again and what they'll say. Sabi nga ng lola ni Tammy, no? Lola ni Tammy, she's from Cagayan de Oro, but she's Chinese. And every time there would be parties, there would be buffet. May buffet yan eh. Oh, kain na kayo, kain na. Tapos pag nakapila na, oh, kuha lang ha, wala hiya kayo ha, wala hiya kayo. No, okay, walang hiya tayo. Ganun pala, oh, ito. Oh, wala hiya kayo. Okay. But that's what God is saying. He invites us, not one time, not two times, three times with seven promises. When you come to the throne of grace with confidence, ask, wala hiya kayo. Dasal kayo, libre lang yan. Come to God and God knows why. Because He's infinitely wise, He only gives us good gifts. Some things we ask, He won't give. Later I'll talk more on that. But I thank God He knows. That's why He says, you come and you ask of me. I know what I'll give. I know what you can handle. I know what you can't handle. So just come and ask of me. Huwag kayo hiya. Meron nga akong kakilala, sobrang walang hiya talaga. We're counseling a couple, and the wife found out that his husband monthly would receive emails, texts, and letter from Judith. So nagreklamo na kasi nahuli niya. Walang hiya talaga itong si Judith. Tarang bigay ng bigay. Sabi ko, bro, ayusin mo yan kasi gugulo itong pamilya mo. Diba? Ayaw nating magkalat ng lagim dito. No? And I rarely mention names, but I have to mention the name. Judith. Okay? Always. Si Judith would always. And when we said stop, it did not stop. It actually worsens. Almost every day, they get texts from Judith. Sabi ko, sino ba yung Judith na yan? Sabi ng asawa, hindi ko mahinto si Judith. Every month, Judith ng Meralco, Judith ng Sky Cable. Okay. Yung iba hindi nakuha. Okay. Ibig sabihin ng mundo, hindi na yan maningil. Sabi ni God, huwag kayong maya sa akin. Come to me. I want to show you how generous of a father I am. Have the faith not just to give, but have the faith to receive from God. Martin Luther, founder of the Protestant Reformation, saw the way Jesus was motivating in this text. Here's what he said. He knows that we are timid and shy, that we feel unworthy and unfit to present our needs to God. We think that God is so great and we are so tiny that we do not dare to pray. That's why Christ wants to lure us away from such timid thoughts, to remove our doubts and to have us go ahead confidently and boldly. When you come to God, you have to come to God with confidence and faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. The Lord says in Psalms 24:1, the earth is the Lord and everything therein. But how come sometimes when we pray, it's as if it's not true? Pag mag-pray, nahiya. Pag nag-pray, walang faith. Sabi ni Lord, no, I'm inviting you. Ask of me. Seek. Knock on the door. And I'll open it. I'll show you great and mighty things. Verse 9, look. Which of you, if your sons ask for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him? This text shows to us that you need to take note of the relationship. Sabi niya, ang isang tatay, a father who is evil. Right? When he says a father who's evil, what that means, in comparison to God's holiness, everybody in this room is evil. Look at your neighbor. Say evil. Right? Comparing to God's goodness, all our good works are like evil acts. Pero sabi niya, even a father who is evil can give gifts to their children. How much more would the Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him? And some of you are saying, Alam mo, every time na may mention yung father sa preaching, di ko matake kasi yung tatay ko ganito. Alam ni Jesus yan. Kaya nga niya sinabi yan. Our fathers, no matter how good or bad, they're very limited. I'm thankful to have a good father and a generous father. Some of us here, we don't have a father like that. And it's given. It's said in Scripture. But even an evil dad, in his pure evilness, still give gifts to you. Am I right? Now, there are dads who actually don't. That's his problem with the Lord. Right? But he says, no dad would give a snake when a son asks for fish. Or no dad would give a stone when you ask for bread. Diba? Sabi niya, you know, even in the evil nature of men, they actually know how to give gifts. How much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to his children who ask of him? We are coming to our Father when we pray, our Heavenly Father. He's different from our earthly father, no matter how generous, good, or bad your father is. You all know the name of my dad is Jesus, right? Literally, Jesus si mahala nung tatay ko. Diba? And I grew up with Jesus. And I saw how Jesus provided for us. Yeah? Jesus fed me. Yeah? Jesus gave me my education. Yeah? Jesus is my father. The earthly Jesus. But he still, even in his goodness, fails in comparison to the Heavenly Father. You know why I could say this? Because I'm a dad already. I know what I'm saying. I can never compare myself to the goodness and the loving kindness and generosity of God. Di ko mapantayan. Limited. As much as I want to, it's different. You see, Jesus gave me a house. But Jesus gave me a home. Limited. He can only give me a cement and money to build a house. But only Jesus can give us a home that I would actually want to live in. Jesus gave me education. Jesus gave me a future. Jesus gave me something. Jesus gave me everything. It's different. That's why Jesus invites us and says, come, ask, seek, and knock. He gives only good things. Now you have to be thankful with this. God gives only good things. Now some of you are asking, does this mean that everything that I ask for, I will get in Jesus' name? Diba, minsan ganun kasi yung mindset natin eh. Right, let me answer the question with the word no. We don't get everything that we ask for. And let me give you some reasons why. Reason number one is that we are not God. Because if we get what we ask for all the time, that makes us God. We're not God. God is God. We're not God. So not everything that I ask, I'll get. God is not a genie. We can never manipulate God. God is God. We're His creation. We're tiny. He loves us, but we're tiny. We have to know our place. That's why He invites. So we don't get what we ask for all the time. Second reason is we're not as infinitely wise and loving as God. Si God sobrang wise, kita niya lahat eh. Perspective. Sobrang wise niya, minsan ito hinihingi natin, and our time concept is only 3 years. He sees eternity. And some of the prayers, some of you might be praying for the longest time, Lord, but di mo pa rin sinasagot, why no answer? Why the answer that I get is something that I don't like? Why? Because God is infinitely wise. He only wants to give us good gifts. Marami hanggang ngayon, hirap, walang pera, bakit? Kita ni Lord eh, pag binigyan ko yan ng pera, sira yan. Wasak yan. Sisirahin niya marriage niya pag binigay ko yan. Pag inulan ko ng biyaya yan, hindi niya ma-handle. Hindi tama yung puso eh. He's wise. He knows. That's why sometimes the answer is no, and it's a good gift that He gives us. It's not actually bad. We have to be thankful that God did not answer at our time. Why? Because He's infinitely wise. And He's loving. Sobrang mahal niya tayo. Hindi niya tayo ni-spoil. Dahil mahal niya tayo. Sipin mo, no? Kung si God binigay lahat, no? Meron akong 11-month-old baby, di ba? If my 11-month-old baby says, Tata, give me knife. Oh, since you're 11-month-old, you know what's right and wrong. Here's a knife. I love you so much. I don't want you to cry. Here's the knife.
Ah, thank you.
That makes me a father who doesn't care. That makes me a father who doesn't love my son that I gave him a knife. He's not ready for that. God is infinitely wise and loving. He knows how to give us good gifts and not bad gifts.
Lord, bakit hanggang ngayon wala pa rin nabubulag na babae sa akin?
God knows you'll mess up the girl's life. Hindi niya bubulagin yan. Tanong niyo, paano ako nakuha yung misis ko? Binulag eh. God gives good gifts. In short, He knows when to give it to us. He's infinitely wise. He's infinitely loving. God knows things we do not know. Iba perspective ni Lord. Layo. Kung paano tayo mag-isip, layo niya mag-isip. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts, not our thoughts. So whatever happens in life, you know it's a good gift because that's who our God is. The third reason why we don't get what we ask for all the time is that He gives us only good things. That's the third reason. He only gives us good things. Some of the things we ask are not good for us. It's actually not good. Some of the things you think God needs to bless you with are actually not good for you. That's why He doesn't give. Why? In His nature, He cannot give bad gifts. He can only give good gifts. I thank God He knows. Grabe, no? Pag finite wisdom lang natin. Hiningi na natin lahat. Oh, deserve ko to, deserve. No, God knows. That's why He invites. He knows. He's loving, He's wise, He's strong, He's righteous. He understands, He sees the big perspective. And I want us to go back to the heart. I always say this. Sa lahat ng mga questions natin, ang sagot ay tanong din. Ang tanong, why? The why matters. You're about to do something, ask yourself why. Magkikwit ako ng trabaho ko. Why? Gusto ko na mag-asawa. Why? Gusto ko magpapayat. Why? Gusto ko ganito. Why? Gusto ko maging tamad. Why? Gusto ko na mamatay. Why? Really? It goes back to why. Gusto ko magpatangos ng ilong. Why? Totoo. Why? Because when you continually ask why, you start to see why you actually do it. Goes back to the heart. And we ask the question, why would God invite us to ask, seek, and knock 3 times with exaggeration, with 7 promises, and say, ask of me, I want to give you good gifts. Why? You know why? It's very simple. He wants to show us His heart. He wants to show us who He is as a heavenly Father. He's exposing the Father heart of God when He ask of us to come and receive from Him. Let me go back to a text that we did last week, Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Now, you read a verse like this, and what do we actually say most of the time? Oh, kita mo, yan yon. Yan ang susi sa aking kayamanan. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto me. May evil laugh ka pa in the spirit. Di ba nakaganong ka pa? Sabi, Ha, mag-worship ako kay Lord para makuha ko yung gusto ko. You missed the whole point of Matthew 6:33. He says, seek first the kingdom of God. Seek Him first, who He is. Why? He wants to reveal His heart to you. Because when you get His heart, you get everything. That's how good God is. Gusto niya impart yung puso niya, hindi yung all these things. Naka-focus tayo sa all these things. Ginaranti na nga, all these things will be added. Hindi all these things na nga. Di ba? May nakita na ba kayong generous na tao? I have two of the most generous people in the world as my close friends. Ching Kitan and Larry Uy, Pastor Larry. Very generous people. When I'm with them, you know what they impart to me? Selflessness. When I see them giving away money to missionaries, you know, to people in need, anong na-impart sa akin? Not selfishness. Hindi kasapangan. Hindi parang, grabe no, saya nila. Bibigay sila ng pera. Grabe, luwag ng pera. For them, pera lang yung pera. Grabe no, siguro maging swapang kaya ako. Hindi. In fact, when I'm with them, it's so contagious, you just want to give away some of the money that God gives to you and be a blessing to others. That's the impartation that I get. But how come when we read scriptures like this, what's the impartation? Selfishness. Self-centeredness. Oh, if I give, you know, if I give, it will come back. Sik-sik, klik-klik, umapo. Woo! It's good. It's in scripture. But when God says that, He's not saying, focus there. He says, look to me. I'm a loving Father. It is my nature to bless you. Why? Because I want you to get my heart so that you will also be a blessing to others. Let me give you another verse. Hindi ako galit, ha? Malachi 3:10. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. Hindi ba nakaka-excite yan? Sagot sa kayamanan, ikaw po. If I tithe, the floodgates of heaven will open. And God will pour out so much blessing, I will swim on money. Wow. Thank you, Lord. We miss the heart of the verse. The heart of the verse is not the floodgates of heaven will open, but He says, test me in this. He says, see what's inside of me. I want to bless you with so much blessing, you actually get my heart and you impart it to others. Hindi po self-centeredness. Hindi selfishness yung kukunin natin dito. Grabe kung paano natin minsan matwist yung spirit ng verse, no? For our sake and not for the glory of God. How we're so much focused on the principle and we're trusting the principle and not the person. Not the nature and the character of God. God wants to bless us. That's a given. But what God wants is that we get His heart. Generosity is something we get to do rather than something we need to do. Why? Because we got the heart of God. Because we got the heart of God. Pag nawa yung puso, wala nang issue kung ano. Pastor, kailangan ba talaga mag-tithe? Di ba Old Testament yan, yung New Testament, iba na? It's not even the topic. Why? The topic is God's heart. If you get God's heart, it's no longer about, oh, dapat 10%, 10%. Dati ganun ako, grabe. When I was a single, I was so into the technicalities that when I get 35,300 as a monthly income, I tithe 3,530. And I couldn't get myself to round it off. Why? Because tithe. And I trust the principle rather than the person. That's why rounding it off was an issue for me. That God had to change me. When I started getting the heart of God, it was no longer an issue if I need to round it off to the nearest tens, hundreds, or thousands. If it's 4,000, 4,000 doesn't really matter. It's not my money, it's God's money, and everything I need is in Christ. Gross or netang tithe ko, doesn't matter. You ask your mom if you want. But it doesn't matter to God, because God is saying, get my heart, and you start to ask the right question, not the silly questions when it comes to our finances. It's not. Get my heart. I want us to do something this afternoon as we read this verse, and even as I was preparing, and it just struck, you know, something just in the spirit I knew that God wants me personally to do. And I do hope, and I want to challenge you to do the same thing. Because when we're looking and asking and seeking and knocking, I hope what we ask for are not material things, but what we ask for is God's heart. Ask for God's heart. Seek God's heart. Knock on God's heart. And say, God, I want to know what's in your heart. Lord, I really want to know what's in your heart. You see, the goal of Christianity is not prosperity. I'm sorry, it's not. It's Christ-likeness. It's being like Christ. It's saying, God, I want what's in your heart. Ask for God's heart. Seek God's heart. Knock on God's heart. I want to end with Solomon. Solomon, one night, God showed up in a vision and said, Solomon, you can ask anything you want, and I'll give it to you. What did Solomon ask for? Wisdom. I want the mind of God. I want God Himself. Sabi ni Lord, oh, right answer. You want me. And because you want me, I'll actually give you more. We have to start shifting when it comes to our prosperity and what true riches really is. It's not asking for more promotions, though you can ask of it. It's not a sin. Actually, I encourage you to do so. But before you even go there, ask for God's heart. Seek God's will. And say, God, kung ano yung nasa puso mo, Lord, that's what I want. For my life, for my marriage, my family, that's what I want and that's what I seek. Because when I seek you first and I get to see what's in your heart, when I delight in myself in the Lord, I start to actually get your heart. And what you desire, I desire. What you don't desire, I don't desire. Because now I got your heart. Let's all bow down our heads and pray. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for revealing your heart to us. Lord, thank you. Because the blessing does not rely on the principles. Though principles are good, and they do work. But we thank you that we don't need to trust in the principle. We need to trust the person and the work of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you because you want to reveal your heart to us. Lord, in the midst of the temptation to look at Scripture and to look at God and treat God as a genie and ask God for things, Lord, may we first ask the heart of God, the mind of Christ, the wisdom that comes from above. Lord, you're inviting us, calling us, nagging us. Ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. And Lord, I pray, may we ask for the right things. Can we take this time right now to ask God? Now, I don't want to control you and say you have to ask for God's heart, but I want you to ask, really, something that you're desiring of God. in light of the message today. Just take this time right now. Just ask God. Ask for His heart. God, we ask for your heart. Lord, truly, it's not about the money. It goes back to the heart. Lord, that even when the money starts to come, our hearts would be ready. It won't destroy us, won't make us greedy. It won't destroy relationships. It will actually enhance it. It will actually bless others. Well, it would actually bring refreshing to my family, to myself. Because we got your heart. Lord, starting today, I pray that we will be conscious, even as we read through scriptures and as we pray, that what we will seek for is not the gift, but the heart of God. Lord, may our heart beat for the things of God. Lord, maraming salamat. Because everything we have is in Christ and it brings us contentment. That when we come to the throne of grace with confidence, we can ask boldly, not out of a selfish heart, but out of a selfless heart and a Christ-like attitude. Lord, I thank you. Lord, and I also do pray, Lord, for my brothers and sisters today, Lord, who are believing for things that they know that would take supernatural intervention. Lord, I pray that you would hear their prayers. I thank you for that invitation. Lord, na whether tama or mali yung puso namin, Lord, we thank you that you're only going to give us good gifts. Thank you for that assurance, Lord. Lord, we want to give you glory, honor, and praise, Lord, for your goodness and your generosity. Lord, this we pray in Jesus' name. And everybody say, amen and amen. All right, let's give God a big hand.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.